presenting the adventures of Jungle Jim.
Last week, as Jungle Jim Bradley and Kolo rode down the trail toward the old lamasery after dynamiting the Great Bluff, they were captured by the Maharaja of Ybor and his men. However, while Jungle Jim was surprised by the Maharaja, Shanghai Lil was not. The two natives, Abu and Darji, whose lives Jim had saved, warned Lil of the Maharaja's trap and led her back to the spot where the ambush was taking place. There, Lil saw Jim and Kolo being questioned. The thrilling adventures of Jungle Jim are pictured each Sunday in the Comic Weekly, the world's greatest pictorial supplement of humor and adventure. The Comic Weekly, each page printed in full color, is distributed everywhere as an integral part of your Hearst Sunday newspaper. Now we continue our story. Last week, you will remember, the Maharaja of Ybor faced Jungle Jim and told him that both he and his servant Kolo were to die.
Now, Mr. Bradley, no one will ever know what happened to you. If you have anything to say, this is your last chance.
I wouldn't give you the satisfaction of saying anything, Ybor.
Now you die.
Oh, no, he doesn't, Ybor.
Memsad, he come. See, Maharaja's men run.
Come on, Jim.
Keep firing, Lil.
All right, Lil. Let me have one of those guns.
No. No, Jim. You and Kolo get down behind the rocks. The Maharaja's not following you.
Men all run, Pon Jim.
You scatter them, Lil. Let them have one more burst of those guns, and then we'll get out of here.
Right. Abu, let them have it.
Good. That does it. Now, Lil, where's the horses?
They're tied up back there.
Good. Kolo and I lost ours, so we'll have to double up. Oh, I know what to do. Abu, give your rifle to Kolo.
Yes, sir.
Kolo, you stay here. And every time anyone shows his head, let him have a couple of rounds.
Yes, it's one.
Oh, Jim, you...
Now, wait a minute, Lil. Here's my plan. The rest of us will go back and get the horses. We'll have to double up. Then you and the other man can get started. I'll circle back and pick up Kolo and follow.
I get it. The Maharaja will think we're all still behind these rocks.
Exactly, Lil. His men scattered, but there's bound to be two or three on watch. If they think we're still here, why, give us a little head start.
Right. Come on. Abu, you and Darji follow us.
Yes, ma'am. Sir.
If we get out of this mess safely, Lil, boy, we'll be lucky.
You said it. And we'll owe a lot to Abu and his friends. If it hadn't been for them, I never would have known that the Maharaja was waiting for you alongside the trail.
They're good men. We may need them again before we're through. All right, Lil. Which way?
Follow me, Jim. The horses are behind those bushes.
Good. Have you got three?
That's right. Here they are.
Oh, fine. Riding double is going to slow us up a bit. Abu, you and your friend take this horse. You ride your own, Lil. And Kolo and I will follow on the other one.
And we'd better be getting started. Come on.
Oh, boy. Oh, take it easy now. Take it easy. That's it. Hit as fast a pace as you can, Lil. Kolo and I will follow as fast as possible.
Don't worry about it. Just don't take any more chances yourself.
I won't. Get going. We've got to beat the Maharaja back to the lamasery. Remember, Lil, this is a ride of death.
In the meantime, back at the old lamasery, Bob and Connie McGuire pace the walls anxiously as they wait for some word from Jungle Jim or Shanghai Lil.
Bob, I'm afraid something's gone wrong. It's been nearly 5 hours since Mr. Veer left with those two natives.
I know, dear.
I can't help feeling, but something terrible is going to happen.
I wish they were back myself, Connie. Mr. Bill trusts those two men, but I know that they were with the Maharaja.
You think they may have betrayed her?
Oh, I hope not. Yeah, yes. Let me have those glasses again, Connie. Just working ourselves up to a fever pitch, worrying won't help us now.
I know. Here, see if there's anyone coming up the trail.
Oh, I've looked so often to the point where I'm imagining that I see horsemen.
Well, Bob, is there anyone?
No, not a soul. Well, all we can do is wait, I suppose.
Bob, I've been wondering, shouldn't we keep watch on the south, too?
Well, we can't.
We've been in this northern wall ever since Mr. Veer left. If anyone should approach from the south, they'd catch us unawares.
Yes, you're right, Connie. Well, I'll have one more look to the north, and then we'll walk over to the corner of the wall. From there, we can get a good view to the south. Well, it's all clear to the north of us.
Well, then, come on. We'll only be gone a minute or two, and no one could surprise us in that length of time.
Yes, you're right about that. All right, Connie, here, take my hand now.
All right.
The elastic fall off is warmer. Careful.
Well, be careful.
Yeah, it's fortunate the corners are built up so that we can see in all directions. This place is like an old fort.
Oh, I'll be glad when we get away from it, Bob. Somehow it's... Well, it has a forbidden look.
Oh, I know how you feel, sweets. We've been keyed up so long that we expect boogeymen to step out of every shadow. Look, we can see the gates from here.
Bob, there's someone over there.
Where?
Someone moved. I saw him. On the wall, near the gate.
Nonsense, Connie. I don't see anyone.
No, there he is again. Oh, Bob.
Down, Connie. Someone there, all right.
He's trying to keep out of sight, Bob. But look, he's not a native.
He's dressed like a white man. Wait a minute, I've still got the glasses with me. He's so near us, I should be able to get a good look at his face.
Do you see him?
Yes, yes. Wait till I get these lenses adjusted.
Well?
Connie, that man's a British soldier.
Oh, Bob, are you sure?
I'm positive. He must be from Fort Jamrett.
Oh, Bob.
Come on, darling.
Alas. Oh, the old monk must have gotten through.
I knew Colonel Hammond had sent help. Hello? Hello there.
Who are you?
It's all right. I'm Bob McGuire. We've been expecting you.
McGuire?
That's right.
I was looking for you. I'm Lieutenant Watson from Fort Jamrett. Stay where you are. I'll come over.
Right.
Oh, Bob, we're safe at last. The man's an officer.
He's a lieutenant, Connie. That means there's a squad of soldiers with him. Watch out there at that corner, Lieutenant.
I do. I'll make it. There we are. You're Mr. and Mrs. McGuire.
Now, that's right, Lieutenant. You don't know how glad we are to see you.
I rather think I do. My compliments, Mrs. McGuire.
Thank you, Lieutenant. Oh, we're so glad to see you.
We heard about the trouble you've been having here. Where is Jungle Jim Bradley?
I wish I knew. I'm afraid there's going to be work for you and your men, Lieutenant.
My men? Oh, yes. I understand what you mean, Miss McGuire. I'm sorry to disappoint you, but I'm quite alone.
Alone? Oh, Bob.
Wait a moment, Connie. Lieutenant, do you mean to say that Colonel Hammond sent you into the Afghan Hills alone to help us? I can't understand that.
Well, let me explain. A squad of the new fast tanks are following me.
Oh.
However, the equipment is all new and not assembled yet. In the meantime, Colonel Hammond sent me ahead with a mechanic and one tank to investigate.
You mean that you have a fast tank here with you?
Well, not exactly, Mrs. McGuire. I left the tank a little south of the Lamassery and came ahead on foot to reconnoiter, to survey the situation.
You say that more tanks are following?
Six of them. All fully armed, Miss McGuire.
Good.
They should be here by tomorrow or the next day.
Well, I hope they're not too late getting here.
I might add that I have a full supply of equipment with me, as well as shortwave wireless. My orders are to send full report back to Colonel Hammond.
I see, and all we've got to do is hold out until your tanks get here.
Hold out? Everything seems quiet here now.
Yes, but you don't understand, Lieutenant. We don't know about Jungle Jim Bradley or Mr. Real, and the Maharaja of Ybor may return at any moment and attack us.
Mm. Yes, my wife's right, Lieutenant. We're in a tight spot here, and our friends may be even worse off.
Well, supposing you tell me the whole story, Mr. McGuire.
I will, but first we've got to get back to that northern wall. If we're attacked, it'll probably be from that direction. Now, you follow us. Now, careful, Connie.
Well, go ahead, Bob.
All right. I take it the Maharaja of Ybor is at the bottom of all this.
That's right.
So we'll take care of him. He can't escape us. Fort Jamrud has been having trouble with Ybor for more than 10 years. I say, are those your machine guns?
Yes, we found them in the old lamavery.
Yes, we're ready for trouble, Lieutenant. Now wait till I have a look to the north with these glasses, and then we'll talk.
Yeah. You haven't very much ammunition.
That's one thing that worries us, Lieutenant.
Yeah, I can remedy that. I've plenty with me. I say, do you see anything, McGuire?
No, not a thing.
Then supposing you tell me your story. Just what has happened here.
Well, if I start at the beginning, it'll be a long story.
No, that'll be quite unnecessary, old man. Start with the time that the old monk and his comrades left for Fort Jamrud to spread the alarm. What has happened since then?
Plenty, Lieutenant. Jungle Jim freed the old monk and his brother.
Yes?
Well, then he returned to the north to escort Mr. Vril, Connie's father, Mr. Watts, and their prisoner, one of the Maharaja's men, back here.
Did he return to these people?
No, we haven't seen him since, Lieutenant. He stayed in the north. But Mr. Beale came back with the other two.
Yes, I see. Bradley was probably covering their retreat.
Exactly.
And where is Mr. Vril now?
Well, I'll go on with my story from where I left off.
Yes, do.
Now, once back here, Mr. Vril told us that the Maharaja was returning to the south.
Yes.
We set up the machine guns to keep them away. Then the two natives whom Mr. Vril claimed were friendly, they came and told us that Ybor was lying in wait for Jungle Jim Bradley up the trail.
And Mr. Vril left with them to rescue Jungle Jim.
Now, that's the whole story, Lieutenant. We're waiting for their return.
Yes, I see. How long have they been gone?
Over 5 hours.
And the other ones you mentioned? The prisoner and Mr. Watts, your wife's father?
The prisoner, the silent one, is locked up in the lamassery. Mr. Watts is on guard outside his cell.
I see. You people have handled this rather well, considering.
Yes, but we can't last out forever. Vibor should return before Jungle Jim and Mr. Ville get back, and we'll be in trouble.
Yeah. Perhaps we can forestall them.
What should we do, Lieutenant?
You have little choice in your actions, Mrs. McGuire. I'm going to leave you immediately.
Leave us? Oh, no.
Wait a moment, Connie. Go ahead, Lieutenant.
I'm going to leave you and go back for my tank. Oh. It's a bit risky, but after making my report to Colonel Hammond by wireless, I shall bring the tank here.
You say you've got machine guns with you?
Exactly. I've also ammunition and supplies.
Well, then at least we've got a chance.
We've more than a chance, Mr. McGuire. We'll hold this lamissary until reinforcements arrive from Fort Jamrud. Carry on.
To the north in the hills, Jungle Jim, Shanghai Lil, Kolo, and the two natives race for their lives toward the old lamissary. Behind them, the Maharaja collects his scattered men.
Hurry, you fools!
Highness, some of the men have no horses. They escaped during the firing.
How many men are ready to follow me now? Speak up!
There are seven, Highness.
The rest of the traitors shall die for this. I'll teach them to run away.
But, Highness, they were frightened.
Silence! Bring the others here before me at once.
Yes, Highness.
Hurry, you fools, hurry.
All of the men who have come back are here, Highness.
Leaves, the white dog has escaped. He is on his way to the lamasare. Unless you catch him, you die. You understand?
Yes, Highness.
There are one, perhaps two others with him. All must be shot. If you kill them, each of you will be rewarded. If you fail, you will all die.
Will Jungle Jim and his friends win in their race for life to reach the old lamissary? And if they do succeed in rejoining Bob and Connie McGuire, will the little band hold out until help arrives? The adventures you have just heard dramatized will appear in full-color action pictures in the Comic Weekly, the big Comic Weekly distributed with your Hearst Sunday newspaper everywhere. In the world's greatest pictorial supplement of humor and adventure, you will find all the famous characters who live in the world of color pictures. There's the Katzenjammer Kids, Jiggs and Maggie, Barney Google, Toots and Casper, the Little King, Flash Gordon. See all these famous characters in your copy of next Sunday's Comic Weekly. And don't forget our date next week, same time, same station, for a continuation of the adventures of Jungle Jim.